Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, good Friday morning. Glad you're with us. Man, is there a lot going on in the area right now? No doubt about it. We got rain all over the place. Sue Thomas has the day off. Roger Brand has been filling in and helping us out with traffic this morning. We had a big blockage on 44 that's finally gotten cleared up. I think it was a tractor trailer, right, Scott Jagel?
It did. It flipped over. Thankfully, no injuries.
Yeah, we got lucky with that one for sure. So other than that, just a few slowdowns because of the rain, but we're going to keep you up to date on that. Kim St. Ange off today. Scott Jagow is filling in for her. We appreciate him being in. Ethan Bright in here with me as well as we get you through this final hour of the show this morning. I've got Alex Hogan coming up. I'm excited about that because I've been wanting to find out what was going on, what the mood is like in Israel this morning because they've militarily bombed Iran. And Iran has sent armed drones toward Israel, and we're just keeping an eye on over 100 drones that were sent to Israel's borders, and they've intercepted the majority of them. But Alex Hogan's been reporting live there all morning, and we are going to get to more on that for you coming up here shortly. So stay tuned for that, and we'll get to that for you in just a few minutes. Also, we normally do our Queen of Hearts raffle at 8:20. I'm going to do that here in just a few minutes in case you've got a card in that for Guns and Hoses. It's a big fundraiser for them. Every Friday morning, we get to announce the winner in the 8 o'clock hour of the weekly drawing. And then, of course, the pot rolls over. And the pot's up to close to $3,000 right now. If you draw the Queen of Hearts, you get half of that, right? So that's like a 50-50 drawing. The other half goes to Guns and Hoses, and all of it'll go to Backstoppers at some point. So we love that. Also, before the end of the hour, you know, it was kind of sad for me. I did not grow up in St. Louis, although I've lived here for 30 years. I feel like I did. And have been to the Chesterfield Mall many times. For a lot of people, it was part of their childhood. They grew up going there and walking and playing in the arcade and all that stuff. And it's gone now for the most part. I think there's two buildings left standing over there that were part of the mall. Part of that old Macy's building is still there. Maybe the JCPenney building. I don't know. There's two buildings still standing. I don't know why they haven't been torn down yet. But we're going to talk to Michael Steinberg of the Steinberg Group. They're the developers who are going to be building downtown Chesterfield, as I think they're calling it. I don't know if it's something that's going to look like that Fifth Street in St. Charles kind of situation.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I've spoken with Michael extensively. He's a very impressive man.
Yes.
By the way.
Yes.
His art collection is unequaled in St. Louis, probably.
Oh, I'll bet. And yeah. I've been to his offices, and his office is pretty amazing to walk through. It's like walking through a museum. He's got all kinds of different collectibles and stuff over there. But it's pretty. And he also runs the factory.
The factory, yeah.
Which we talked about when I had a chance to interview him one time. So that's pretty cool. We're going to get to him at about 8:35 and chat about that. But right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I want to remind you that Iran's about a week away from being able to obtain the amount of enriched uranium for 10 bombs.
Wow, that's the former Israeli prime minister with information that I didn't know, that Iran was that close to being able to put together a bomb. And that may be what precipitated Israel going ahead and bombing them last night.
Well, we literally have tens of thousands of targets. So I think that's what's more important. People should know that there are millions of people that are in this city illegally, and that we have, I would say, thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of targets that we will be going after.
Yeah, Kristi Noem yesterday, the Homeland Security director there, right before her news conference, was rudely interrupted by a sitting U.S. senator who nobody recognized because he's pretty new to the job, and then he got tackled to the floor, and there is a big brouhaha this morning about Alex Padilla.
If you're the Secretary of Homeland Security and you're in the state of California, you should know what the two senators look like.
Yeah, Mark Kelly a little mad about that. He's said that the security guard should have known who Alex Padilla was. I don't even know who Alex Padilla is. I wouldn't recognize him if I ran across him in the street. But that's the criticism from the left on what happened yesterday in front of Kristi Noem's news conference.
If you throw a brick, a firebomb, or point a gun at one of our deputies, we will be notifying your family where to collect your remains at, because we will kill you graveyard dead. We're not going to play. This has got to stop.
Yeah, Sheriff Wayne Ivey, who is the sheriff of Brevard County, Florida, with a grave warning, I guess, since we're going to kill you graveyard dead, you could call that a grave warning.
I've not
right?
heard that expression before.
Yeah, we will kill you graveyard dead if you throw a brick or a frozen water bottle or something like that at one of our officers. Expect that we'll be contacting your family about where to pick up your remains. This guy does not play. He is not playing. Florida would be the place where there would be least likely to be problems this weekend, I think. You got Ron DeSantis yesterday, the governor, saying, hey, we changed the law recently in Florida. Somebody surrounds your car. They're blocking the interstate. They're surrounding your car, and you're in fear for your life. You have the authority to hit the gas.
Wow. I didn't know they changed that.
If you run over them, you run over them. And basically, according to DeSantis, that's okay. Here he was yesterday. Listen.
And we also have a policy that if you're driving on one of those streets and a mob comes and surrounds your vehicle and threatens you, you have a right to flee for your safety. And so if you drive off and you hit one of these people, that's their fault for impinging on you. You don't have to sit there and just be a sitting duck and let the mob grab you out of your car and drag you through the streets. You have a right to defend yourself in Florida.
Yeah, well, that's not the law, to my understanding, in Missouri. But every time there's been a major group protesting that starts at Keener Plaza, it always seems to end up either on 40, blocking 6440, or blocking I-70. So I don't know which direction they'll go this weekend, but I'm sure St. Louis Metropolitan Police are going to be keeping an eye on that, and hopefully they'll prevent them if they decide to do anything crazy like that. All right, coming up, Alex Hogan is going to join us. She has been reporting live all night over in Israel with these attacks on Iran, the drones that have been sent from Iran to Israel. So far, the Iron Dome has intercepted almost all of them, from what I can tell. But we will we'll get to that for you here in just a second. Go ahead and get to the Queen of Hearts raffle for me.
Guns N' Hoses Queen of Hearts, benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers.
Yeah, so we do have a winner this week. The winner, his name is Mark. It is the card was the Ace of Hearts, and it was in slot number 30. So Mark won $50 in our Queen of Hearts raffle this week. Ticket number 297-815-867. They'll be reaching out to you, Mark. Congratulations on that. You can go to just to win, to enter your name, just go to Guns and Hoses, and you can check that out, because they are absolutely ready to guns. Yeah, you can absolutely register there at the Queen of Hearts raffle, and you can go and you can win, and that is fantastic for Backstoppers. We get to select, announce the winner every Friday morning, and they're only $5 a piece. It all goes to Backstoppers. All right. GunsAndHosesSTL.com is the website. We're going to get to a quick break and get to Alex Hogan after the break. Stay tuned.
Build weapons of mass death, stop them. As the Bible teaches us, when someone comes to kill you, rise and act first. This is exactly what Israel has done today. We have risen like lions to defend ourselves.
Benjamin Netanyahu, in his speech yesterday after the first round of hits against Iran, and we've got Alex Hogan from Fox News giving us a few minutes right now after a long night of reporting on what's going on there. Alex, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. So it was about 3 a.m. local time here when sirens woke up much of the country, alerting people to get to shelter because of this attack that Israel launched, called a preemptive strike on Israel or Iran's nuclear capabilities. Right now, what we're seeing, sirens are blaring in the northern part of Israel because of incoming projectiles. Iran today also launched as many as 100 drones in retaliation after all of this. None of those so far have reached the country. But to rewind a little bit and give your listeners a look into what has taken place over the last roughly 12 hours, Israel carried out this extensive operation. It began overnight, again, to target Iran's nuclear facilities. Israel says it used more than 200 aircraft to target hundreds of sites across Iran today. There were multiple explosions heard at Iran's Natanz nuclear power facility. That's one of the largest sites that enriches uranium. The International Atomic Energy Agency says that there has not been an increase in radiation levels there. There's some disputes right now between Iran and Israel as to the extent of damage there, but there is no doubt this has been a major surprise attack that's not only targeted the nuclear capabilities across the country, but it's targeted military commanders as well. The IDF says that most of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps High Command was killed while gathering in an underground headquarters. We know that several of the highest ranking military commanders have also been killed. These strikes also targeted nuclear scientists. We know as many as six of them were killed. And these are numbers that we do expect to rise in the coming hours as we get more details as to how successful this was in terms of Iran or Israel's goals of striking Iran. Iranian media reporting that as many as 80 people are dead and more than 320 have been wounded.
Wow. It's been pretty amazing to watch. I thought I saw a headline banner on Fox earlier where it said that Benjamin Netanyahu said this could be a 2-week campaign. So they've got more of these attacks planned?
Yes, this is far from over. We know that Iran is expecting to retaliate even further. They claim that these 100 drones that they sent was just an attempt to see how Israel responded to that. That was not the full retaliation. We also know that Israel says this is not over, that they are going to continue to try to strike Iran's nuclear capabilities, as well as high-ranking officials within the Iranian regime. So the IDF has told people to brace. This could last for days. And as you mentioned, there is a widespread belief that it could go on much longer than just the weekend.
Wow. Alex Hogan with us from Fox News. Now, I have a friend who happens to be in Jerusalem right now. Went there on a sightseeing trip, and his text message to me this morning was, we feel safe here, but our concern is how we're going to get out of here. I would imagine, are the airports shut down, Alex?
Absolutely. That's going to be a big concern in the days to come, not only for people trying to leave the country, but Israelis trying to get home to the country. The airspace has been closed, and airports are closed as well. Flights have all been grounded and canceled. So, as you mentioned, for people who are here, Israelis trying to get out, tourists, foreigners, Americans who are here on the ground, they will not be able to leave until the airspace has been reopened. and the airport reopens as well. Of course, you can imagine, like any issue at any airport around the world, when there is a closure, there is a tremendous number of flights that are on backlog. So getting out just becomes a nightmare of trying to schedule that. For now, people will have to stay put. There at least is a sigh of relief that for most Israelis and people who are here today, that there is a comfort level knowing that those drones were intercepted, that people can go a little bit further away from their shelters than they were for the initial hours of this morning, wondering what the Iranian response was going to be like and how Israel will handle that. We are seeing some more people starting to come out, walk around, go out and about. It's different than what it was like earlier this morning when people were quickly running to the grocery store to stock up on food and water, not knowing what the hours and days would bring.
Wow. Alex, one final question here, and I don't know if this is beyond the scope of what you've been reporting on this morning, but I saw where the president had put out a statement that they're still hopeful that Iran might come back to the negotiating table. I mean, that seems hard to believe after what just happened.
Absolutely. So there is going to be inevitably a tremendous amount of pressure globally for the region to de-escalate tensions. U.S. President Donald Trump, as you mentioned, he urged Iran today to strike a deal with Washington, even though he posted on Truth Social that, you know, Iran had the ability to accept a deal and it didn't. But again, today he said that if Tehran does not strike a deal with Washington on its nuclear program, that things are only going to get worse. So we'll have to see in the hours and days to come how Tehran responds to that. It is also worth noting that even though Washington says it was not involved in these strikes, Iran's foreign ministry fired back, claiming that this would not have been carried out without the coordination and approval of the U.S. No word on that from the U.S., of course. They say that they were not involved in these strikes, but whether or not Iran will believe that in the future, that remains to be seen.
Yeah, great question. Alex, great reporting over there. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, great to get her on here. I asked for her early this morning, hoping that maybe we could get a report out of Israel this morning and what it must be like. So people are getting the imagine this being your life. The air raid sirens have been going on and off all night as these drones have come in. And these poor folks, right now, you can hear the birds chirping in the background. She was clearly outside. People are starting to come out of their homes and venture out from their bomb shelters. But for the most part, they've got to stay fairly close to home in case the sirens go off again. That's just such a foreign concept to anybody around here.
It's frightening.
It is frightening. Imagine if we lived here in St. Louis and somebody in East St. Louis kept lobbing bombs across the river into downtown. It's just crazy.
Well, maybe here the air sirens wouldn't go off.
Oh, good point, Scott Jagow. It's always a risk. All right, we're going to be back in a few minutes. We'll talk to Michael Steinberg when we return. So it's not part of my daily commute anymore since I just moved, but I used to drive by the Chesterfield Mall every day, and it was really sad to see when they first started tearing it down, all your memories of it, and you know, for a lot of people, they grew up walking the halls there, and then obviously it became pretty clear that something had to happen. And
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40. period, that's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's when the Steinberg group stepped in, and we got Michael Steinberg on the phone with us this morning. Michael and I have had a chance to talk on several occasions out at Progress 64 West. And Michael, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing on this rainy, Friday here?
Yeah, it's going to be a rough day, it looks like, in the greater St. Louis area. Hey, you know, I drove by the other day. I was on Clarkson Road. I looked over, and it looks like the mall is pretty much gone except for two buildings. What's the status right now?
Well, the status is that the former Macy's moved down to the Chesterfield Commons down in the valley. We're going to repurpose the Macy's building into retail on the first floor and office on the second and third. And Dillard's is going to reopen probably in the next 18 months. So they'll be part of the project.
Oh, perfect. So the other building was the Dillard's building. I'd forgotten about that. I wondered what used to be in there. I kept driving by and seeing lights on the outside of the building, and I'm like, I wonder why they still have electricity in that building if they're about to tear it down. That all makes more sense now. So what does phase two look like? Is that what you're calling it? Are you moving on to phase two now?
We've completed phase one. The mall has been demolished. There's still rubble piles there. What I'm proud about and what I'm happy for the team is that we recycled 95% of all the materials from the mall. They didn't go in the landfill. We're crushing the block. We're crushing the concrete. We're crushing the asphalt. We recycled the steel, the HVAC. Everything in there has been recycled. So we still have about 2 to 3 weeks to go for the crushing of the materials, which we will then reuse on site. And now phase two will be the grading, putting all the roads in, the ring road, the site lighting, the landscaping, developing the park, all utilities. So that's phase two, and that should take about 18 months. So we should be ready to start vertical development, housing or whatever we're going to do sometime in August or September of 2026 to the spring of 2027.
Michael, it's Scott Jagow. We talked a few weeks ago at the factory that's at the hub, the district there in Chesterfield, and there are some elements of that project I'm wondering if you're going to incorporate into this one, for example, art. I know how important art is to you.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I've already been out buying art for this, and I got some great sculptures already picked out, and I think everybody's going to be interested in the roundabouts when you enter the property, and I've been working on that already. We probably have, I don't know, 30 pieces of art picked out. So I'm excited about it, but I don't want to put too much art out at first because I want to phase it and see how it all goes.
So the way you described this, Michael, was you're going to turn off Clarkson Road there almost into a park-like setting before you get to downtown Chesterfield. Is that correct?
Yes, you're going to see a building. You know, as you come off of Clarkson Road, the nice thing is when you look at from Clarkson Road, people don't realize it, but you'll see that the top 38 feet of the Macy's building. Macy's is 68 feet, so you'll see the top 38 feet of the Macy's. Once you get into the roundabout, you'll see the sidewalk of Macy's. We really changed the grading, so you will see the park. The park is my central theme of this. I really believe that downtown Chesterfield is going to elevate the region. This will be an important part of the entire St. Louis region.
So when I think about what this might look like, I mean, I think of the transformation they did with the streets of St. Charles, something like that. But you don't have all those pieces in place yet. You're still looking for partners who want to come in and be part of this?
We have a lot of people that want to build residential units. We are at the Steinberg Group going to redevelop the Macy's building, retail on the first floor, office. I mentioned I have a gym that wants to put in a high-end gym of 15 to 20,000 feet. But I have a lot of the pieces. The blocks are there. Now it's just to execute the other developers' dreams.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people are anxious to see what it looks like. Now, do you have a spot on your website or anything there at the Steinberg Group where people can kind of see the artist rendering of what you're expecting over there?
We do, and as a matter of fact, we're updating the website as we speak. Imitation is the finest form of flattery. There's a website that we saw in Denver called the Cherry Creek West, and I liked it so well. I met this week with the gentleman that did it, and we hope to be able to update it in the next 30 days to really show what we're doing. So, we're very proud of what we're doing, and I feel that this will be an elevated project in the entire region.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people are looking forward to what it's going to look like here. So, for sure.
Michael, how did you start this project? I think there was an interesting story about what you guys decided to do in order to make this happen down the road.
Well, yeah, it is kind of coincidental. So, I started working in Chesterfield Valley after the flood in 1993. Lou Sachs kind of helped me get that started. And he was very instrumental in convincing the city that this should be turned into a retail rather than farmland. And I worked from 1995 to 1999 when I opened. We built an interchange, fixed all the levees down there. And then the Taubmans came to me because they wanted to put an outlet center across the street, but they needed to have some easements for sewer and the interchange. And I said, great. I gave them four things not to do. Don't steal my tenants. Pay your pro rata share and let's go. And then they went out of business and called me in 2017 or 18 and said, we're going to close the outlet center. You're the logical buyer. And so I took it over, had no plans. And this was long before COVID. And I came up with the idea of building a factory and a hub. And last month, we had over 250,000 people at the district, 100,000 at the hub. So we're exceeding expectations. And at the same time, the Sears store became available. Tim Lowe, who worked at Westfield and CBL, knew the property well. And he said, we should go buy it because if we buy it, we'll have a seat at the table. And what I wanted to do is not have anybody compete with us at the district.
Yeah.
So that's how it kind of started. And that was 7 years ago. And it's been a great partnership with the state, the county, MoDOT. And the city of Chesterfield. It's been a long process, but it's taken 7 years, and sometimes it takes a little longer than you think. But in the next 2 to 3 years, I think the transformation of the mall will be very interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, looking forward to what that turns out. The district's been fantastic. Congratulations to you. We did our Brian Kilmeade event out there recently, and his manager told me that the factory is one of the most sought after venues for bands in the Midwest right now.
We have been voted the number one venue in America for that size. We're going to have 173 concerts this year, which is unheard of. Most venues of this nature have 100, 110, and we're going to have 50 private events. I have the best team out there, and they do a fantastic job. We had Goose the other night, and, everybody says to me, who's coming to the factory? I said, well, we only have 173 shows. Why don't you look on the website? I am proud of that website, but I can't keep track, and it's great. I'm really happy.
Well, Michael Steinberg, great to have a conversation with you this morning. We look forward to what you're developing there in Chesterfield. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and keep in touch. Love to come back and talk further.
We'll do it. I appreciate that. Michael Steinberg there, head of the Steinberg Group, and Chesterfield, downtown Chesterfield ought to be an interesting development. It's going to dramatically change the look of that area there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Where this Chesterfield Mall used to sit. All right. A quick break here. We'll come back. We'll give you an update on what's going on overseas. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about this situation with the protests that are going on here this weekend and maybe what the preparations are for that. We'll be right back.
The Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 FM Talk. I'm a lover
and I'm a... All right, welcome back. You know, I had a good time last night. I got to go to Defiance Ridge Winery. I don't know if you've been down there before or not, but what a fantastic venue. I mean, it really is nice. It sits on the right just before you get into downtown Defiance. Kind of looks out over the valley there that leads down into the flats before you get to the river, and it's gorgeous. They serve dinner up there, and we went out there for an event celebrating the St. Charles 250, they call it, which is the 250th anniversary of America, which is coming up next year. They've started a fundraiser to hold events every month of the next year leading up to July 4th of 2026. And we had a lot of great speakers last night talking about the signers of the Declaration of Independence and the importance of the document. And something I didn't remember is that it was basically written on by the 4th of July. It was finished, but they didn't sign it till like August. So all those signatures you see on there didn't happen till a little bit later. And just great to hang out with those folks. And you know who was out there last night was Mark Schmitz, Jared Schmitz's father, and he was the keynote speaker. And, you know, the Freedom13.org is just such a great organization. We're going to have Mark on next week because they're, of course, using the month of June to remember Jared. And we're going to have him on talking more about this. But it's still emotional for him as a Gold Star dad to get up and speak about his son and what happened at Abbeygate. And he told me that since that happened to his son 4 years ago, nobody's been held responsible for that. Isn't that a shame? And I know that they're investigating, and I know that since Donald Trump became president, they and members of Congress have talked about investigating that and holding some people responsible for the decisions made at Abbeygate that claimed all those lives. And what Mark's doing now is this thing could be one of the biggest nonprofit veterans organizations in the country if he achieves his dream of having one of these camps that he's building for veterans in all 50 states. He said he didn't know what he'd do if we inherited Canada, because he didn't know what he'd have to add another one up there in Canada and start that. But that was great to hear him speak last night, and great to see everybody out there. So if you get a chance to help out with that, or you want to get involved, you can reach out to them. America250stcharlescounty.com is their website, and they've got a lot of great information on there about the celebration and the events and the mission and how you can get involved. And they're trying to get donations right now to make this all come true, so you can help out in any way you can. They would appreciate that. You know, I'm just looking at this website. Speaking of the protests scheduled, there's one this afternoon at Tower Grove Park. That's a different organization. I think they're a bunch of communists are involved in that one, and they're more likely to probably cause problems there than at the ones coming up this weekend. But they're going to be all over the place. You can go to nokings.org and look at the map. There, I see one in St. Peter's, Baldwin, the DePere area. What is this one? This is in Sunset Hills on South Lindbergh and Baptist Church Road. They're going to be doing this. A couple over in Illinois in O'Fallon and Belleville. So there are various Alton. I'm just looking through the area here. It looks like Herman, Union. I'd be interested to see what these events look like out in Herman and Union. Certainly in some of the more rural areas. This is the impression I get, and I could be wrong. But you can go on and submit a location for a protest. So when you first look at this map of the United States, it looks like there are going to be hundreds of protests planned for this weekend around the country. My guess is most of those are going to be very small gatherings, and then there are going to be some big ones in some of the big blue cities. But a lot of these are just people have submitted, yeah, I'm having a get together, and it may be five people holding a sign in their front yard. I mean, looking at this map, my guess is that that's how this is going to go down. Yeah, I could be wrong about that, but we'll see. Still looks like the electoral map when you look at it. Vast swaths of area that are in red states where you don't see any dots, and then they're all concentrated around the population centers. The St. Louis police are aware of this. They're going to have extra people out there, which I thought, you know, I mean, good. I'm glad that that they're doing that. But our St. Louis police are already overworked. They are. They are. They've got their plate full with this disaster recovery. And, you know, Jane Duker reposted something from one of the police officers on her Twitter page. And I thought it was interesting. And I'm going to read it because people need to understand what our first responders are going through. Here's what it says. And this is from a police officer. It's not identified on here. If anyone's still wondering why people are quitting law enforcement in mass numbers, listen to this crap. Our department just did 3 straight weeks of 12-hour shifts because of the natural disaster. We just got put back to normal shift. Now facing the threat of further expanded shifts or days off canceled due to the riots. Now they just canceled any days off we had for July 3rd through the 5th because of the holiday events. For some more officers, such as myself and my crew, we're now scheduled for 15 out of 16 days over the summer month and holiday. So you have some officers working 7 straight days, 1 single day off, 8 straight days again. Can you say burnout? Yes, because they're understaffed, and that's got to be fixed. So my hearts go out to all those first responders in similar situations. Be safe this weekend. Act like the Brevard County Sheriff if anything happens to you. That's my advice to you. Hey, have a great weekend. We will be back Monday morning, and we'll see you then. Happy Father's Day.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.